We are continuing Meretz Hashem tonight in Siman Kuf Tes Vav, chapter 115 in Kitzer, and amazing enough, a Siman that is very pertinent for us this year. Dine Erev Pesach Shchalios B'Shabbos. Halacha, when Erev Pesach falls out on a Shabbos, like it does this year. Erev, so Halacha Aleph. Erev Pesach Shchalios B'Shabbos. Bold Kinesa Chamas Belel Yud Gimel Dahinu Belel Belayla HaShayach Aliyom Vav. So when Erev Pesach falls out on a Shabbos, like it does this year. Remember again, the first Seder is Matzei Shabbos. So we do Bedikas Chametz on Thursday night. Achar HaBedika, Mevat Lo Va'omer Kol Chamira. So remember again, after we do the Bedika on Thursday night, we say Kol Chamira. Kimo Bepam Acher. Now remember again, that Kol Chamira that you see on the night of the Bedika, that's for the Chametz that you don't know about. So we still say that on Thursday night. Kim right? Ubiyom Vav, Sarfo Gamkim Bizman Shu Sarfo Bechal Erev Pesach. Now interestingly enough, on Friday, we're also going to go ahead and burn the chametz at the same time as if it was actually Erev Pesach. In other words, remember again, Friday is not Erev Pesach. Friday is Erev Pesach. But nevertheless, we will burn the chametz on Friday at the same time. Remember again, you can allow to eat chametz till the fourth hour, could get benefits from the fifth hour, and then have to burn it. So the halacha is like this, interestingly enough. So we burn the chametz as if Friday was Erev Shabbos. Even though technically speaking, you're actually allowed to eat chametz until Shabbos morning, right? Until Shabbos morning, until the fourth hour. So the halacha is that we dispose of chametz the way we normally do. And again, the logic behind that is that we want to make sure we don't want to deviate from year to year. So again, if we start doing things differently this year because Friday is Erev Pesach, then it could lead to confusion in future years as well. So therefore on Friday we'll burn the chametz using the same timetable as if Friday was Erev Pesach itself. One notable distinction. We will not say Kol Chamira on Friday morning when we burn the chametz. Now, what's the logic behind that? Because we're still eating chametz. We're eating chametz all the Friday. We're eating chametz Friday night. We're eating chametz Shabbos morning. So remember, the second Kol Chamira that you recite when you burn the chametz, that's for the chametz even that you know about. I don't want to say that Kol Chamira because I'm still eating chametz still that whole day Friday and still Shabbos morning. So therefore, we'll say the Kol Chamira by the Bedik on Thursday night because that's the Kol Chamira over chametz I don't know about. But halacha l'maisa, when I burn the chametz on Friday, the same way that I would normally burn it on a regular Erev Pesach, but we don't recite the Kol Chamira by the burning. Instead, we recite the Kol Chamira on Shabbos morning at the time that chametz becomes prohibited. Incredible. Halacha beis. Habechorim mis'ana b'yom hei. Imkashol mis'anas ala achar b'dikas chametz yochol litom esodav remuat. Kodim habedika o ya'aseh shliach lebatko. So remember again, tainis b'chorim, fast of the firstborn. This doesn't take place on Friday because in general we don't declare fast days on Friday. So what do we do? We fast on Thursday. So if it's difficult for a person to fast the entire day, he could eat something before he does bedikas chametz on Thursday night, or he can go ahead and send the shaliach to do the bedika if he's not feeling well as a result of the fast. We already learned earlier that halacha l'maisa, presently, we essentially absent ourselves or exempt ourselves from the fast through a su'udas mitzvah, through participation in a siyum. Okay, we'll stop over here for today. Shkoyach, everyone.